Ain't no rain bringing down the sunshine in this place. Let me tell you something. You guys are just letting God's glory shine. And thank you so much for blessing us that way with such great music. And thank you, Kelsey. My goodness. Got through the whole chapter. I tell you, what? No wonder she's moving back to Nebraska. She's going, I ain't going to be at that church anymore. But I do want to remind you, please join us in the fellowship hall after worship today, and just have that opportunity to send Kelsey forth with our blessings and our wishes. So, sad time for us, but I know such an exciting time for you. I'm surprised your sister didn't come down here to make sure that you were going to actually get up there. All right, so I'm pretty sure most of you have heard the creation story. Most of you heard that before about how God creates light. And I'm pretty sure that if you'll notice, that's the first thing that God creates. And I'm thinking God created light first because he needed to see what he was going to be doing. All right? And he didn't want to be working in the dark. So he created light. And then the other part of that is, which means God also created the speed of light, which was kind of important because he's got a lot to create and he's only got 7 days to get it all done. So there's a lot going on. And when you hear the reading and you understand all the days, did you notice day four? Day four, God's creating the sun, God's creating the moon, God's creating the stars, God's creating all the planets, all of that stuff. And I know everybody thinks that Earth is God's favorite planet, but I'm not so sure. I think when God saw Saturn, God liked it so much. He said, this is an amazing planet. He liked it so much, he put a ring on it. Ah, see? Look at me with all these references. Woo! Oh, look at that, all right? Yeah, so you get... And then you get to day six, God creates people. And in the first chapter that Kelsey read, God creates people plural, male and female, okay? We don't hear about Adam and Eve until chapter two. And then they're disobedient, and then God says, well, the punishment is you're going to have kids of your own, and you're going to find out what it's like when they don't listen. In our chapter... That's not the way it is. We're all made, and if you heard, we're all made in the image of God. Have you ever noticed when you buy clothes or cars or furniture, there's always a label on it, made in China, made in Korea, made in Mexico, once in a while made in the USA, but always made. But people are made in the image of God. You ever want to know what good God looks like? Look in the mirror. You are carrying the image of God. And so is everybody else. It's not like you're a better image of God. It's all a poor reflection of who God is. But you carry the reflection and the image of God. Remember in the movie Lion King, the animated one anyway. So remember that? And Mufasa with young Simba. This is young Simba. And he's telling them about the circle of life and teaching him what? That life has a purpose. Life has a plan. Life has a responsibility. And he's teaching them all that in that very opening part. And then later in the movie, you might remember the adult Simba is now living with Pumbaa and Timon, and Rafiki has to find him. And Rafiki leads him to the water. And there in the water, in the reflection, Simba's father, Mufasa, comes to him again and says, Simba, you've become less than what you were intended to be. Why would he say that? Because Simba has lost his purpose. Simba abandoned the plan. Simba is not being responsible with what was given to him. Rafiki leads him to the water where he can be reminded of who he is and who he was created to be. We hear this story and we are reminded that life is a gift. Your life is a gift. You did not earn your life. We do not create ourselves. God created us and gave us our life and said, this is your gift. This is who you are. This is who you get to be. And that's part of what we do. If you read the whole chapter, you can read the whole Bible. Nowhere else is anybody else made in the image of God. Not trees or plants, not oceans or mountains, not stars or galaxies. The only people carrying the image of God are us, are you. You're carrying the image of God, and you're the God that goes out into the world. And we're the only ones that you notice. Not only are we the only ones made in the image of God, we're the only ones who get the opportunity to talk with God. We get the opportunity to listen to God. We get the opportunity to feel God's presence. Have you ever felt God's presence? We're the ones that get to feel God's love. And any time you start doubting that, read the rest of the Bible. Psalm 139. You read Psalm 139, verse 13, and you're going to see that in your mother's womb, God was knitting you. God was putting you together. You are designed with intention. You are designed with love. You are designed by the hand of God. In fact, in Jeremiah 1, 4 through 5, we're told, before you were born, God consecrated you. You didn't have to wait till you came out of the womb. You were already consecrated before you ever took your first breath. God already anointed you and said, yep, you're the one. You're the one. You are designed and created in exactly the way I want you to be. That's the plan. In fact, that's what Isaiah says. Before you were born, I anointed you. And here's a part a lot of people don't ever remember. In Zephaniah chapter 3, God rejoiced over you. God exulted over you. When you were born, God sang. That's what it says in the Bible. That's what it says. You were born, you drew your first breath, and God said, wow! And he was so filled with love and so filled with praise, he had to sing. He had to sing over you. And so many times we forget that God is proud of you. Just being who you are. God is proud of you. And the passage isn't about science. It's about mystery. It's about wonder. It's about excitement. We're in the month of June now, and it's Pride Month. And we hear this story, and it reminds us that God created all of life. All humans are created by God. And that's an important lesson, that people, regardless of color, regardless of gender, regardless of gender identity, regardless of sexual orientation, there are no mistakes. Nowhere do you ever see God, when God is creating, say, oops, I didn't mean for that to happen. No. God rejoices, God exalts, God sings over God's creation. We are created by God, loved by God. God affirms our identity, whatever that identity is. We are God's children, created, designed, made, loved by God. You know the quote from Mark Twain, the two most important days of your life, the day you're born and the day you find out why. Your purpose. Because God has a purpose for you. God has a plan for you. That's important to remember. And God's plan for your life, it's not about success, so don't get your hopes up. Don't go out buying a lottery ticket. You've already won the lottery. You have life. You have God's love. No, God's plan for you isn't about success. It's about significance. God created you to make a difference. A difference in other people's lives, a difference on the planet. And sometimes, you know, we get tempted sometimes to think that God can't use us. Oh, I'm not smart enough. I qualify. Oh, I'm not big enough. Hello, 5'5" and shrinking. Okay? I'm not smart enough. You ever notice I wear long sleeves? Do you know how skinny these things called arms are? You ever find yourself dismissing God's handiwork? We forget sometimes, all of us sometimes, we forget that you were once a sperm. You were once a sperm, a teeny little tiny sperm. And there was this race. There was a million sperms all lined up. And there was this long, dark tunnel. And only one person could get there. Only one person could swim. And you outswam Michael Phelps. You just swam. You swam and you swam and you swam and you swam until bingo, you got to that egg. And you know what? Life resulted. Don't ever think you're not big enough, strong enough, smart enough. No. You were a sperm. You just got to wake up in the morning when you're feeling defeated. You go, nope, I'm a sperm. I was a sperm. I can do this. I can make this. I am part of God's design. There is a reason why God did not make you a chair. You're not an accident. You're not a mistake. You are a child of God. I've shared with you before the story. Remember the story of the chicken eagle? Do you remember the story of the chicken eagle? Somehow this eagle's egg, all right, ended up in a chicken's nest. But the chicken didn't notice that. The mother hen didn't notice that. And so she hatches the eagle egg right along with all the other chicken eggs. And the eggs get all hatched. And the mother hen starts teaching everyone how to be a chicken. They're all scratching the ground, pecking at the ground, doing all these type of things. And the eagle thinks it's a chicken. Why? Because its mother's a chicken. Brothers and sisters are a chicken. And so it's acting like a chicken. Head down, eyes down, scratching the ground. This is who I am. This is what I'm called to do. This is who I am. This is what I am. And there was this big, beautiful eagle. And she's flying across the skies majestically. And she looks down on the ground, and she sees this eaglet with all these chickens. She almost ran into a tree. She couldn't believe her eyes. She goes, what the heck? In fact, she had to circle around and land on a tree close by. And she's perched there on the branch. And she's looking at this eagle acting like a chicken. And she can't stand it. She goes, don't you know? Until finally, psst. And the little eagle looks up. Who, me? Yes, you! What are you doing? I'm a chicken. This is what we do. We scratch the ground. This is. You are not a chicken. Yes, I am. No, you're not. Yes, I am. No, you're not. Yes, no. Yes, no. All morning long. Yes, no. Yes, no. Finally, the eagle says, stretch out your wings. So the little eaglet stretches out its wings. And they're bigger and bigger. She never saw any chicken with wings this big before. And then the eagle says, flap. And so the eagle starts to flap and flaps and flaps and flaps. And soon it's up in the air and it's able to fly and it's able to soar and it's able to claim its true identity. God gave us wings. God gave us an imagination and a power and a purpose. And the world, unfortunately, we read the history. The world steals our identity. The world steals God's plan and God's purpose, which is why Jesus came. To remind us that we are created by God, loved by God, and that God has a purpose and a plan for our lives. And we're not created to be just scratching on the ground with head down, looking down. No. No. We are not chickens. We are not chairs. We are children of God, called to fly, stretched with imagination, stretched with purpose, stretched with power, stretched with the power of God with every breath we take. And today is your day to fly. Amen. Amen.